AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Helene is now a hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico and is headed toward the U.S. Preparations are being made in Georgia and Florida. In Tallahassee, Norris Leland is filling sandbags.
Hoping that no death, no property damage, but that God bless us and we hold on to his grace.
Forecasters say Helene is expected to become a major hurricane, with its center making landfall in the Big Bend area of Florida's northwestern coast by late tomorrow. Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida has a message for people along the coast.
You don't have to drive hundreds of miles, but if you are told to evacuate and you're in those low-lying areas, just know that there is the potential to have some significant storm surge.
Also, forecasters say John has reformed as a tropical storm in the Pacific off Mexico's western coast. At the UN General Assembly, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged fellow nations to stand with him to seek real peace.
Not just what he calls an out when it comes to Russia's war.
Any parallel or alternative attempts to seek peace are, in fact, efforts to achieve a lull instead of an end to the war.
Zelensky says Russia needs to be forced into peace. He's facing growing pressure from some allies and some Ukrainians to negotiate a ceasefire. Meanwhile, Russia's president is not attending the UNGA. Instead, the foreign minister is. Julie Walker, New York.
The head of the Israeli army says they're preparing for a possible ground operation in Lebanon. The Lebanese health minister says the most recent Israeli strikes killed more than 50 people. That raised the death toll from the past 3 days to 615. A sheriff in Kentucky accused of walking into a judge's chamber and shooting him pleaded not guilty to a murder charge. There was no discussion of a bond during the hearing, and the judge indicated the maximum punishment in this case would be the death penalty. This is AP News. Organizations that help pay abortion costs are limiting how much they can help as travel costs rise and donations fall.
There are bans on abortion at all stages of pregnancy in 14 states, and after about 6 weeks of pregnancy in another four. So some women are traveling farther for legal procedures. The National Abortion Federation used to cover half the cost of an abortion for callers who couldn't afford it. Since July, it's pulled back to 30%. They say they had to do it because of rising demand and costs. After the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in 2022, ending a national right to abortion, donations rolled into organizations from supporters who saw the groups as key to maintaining abortion access. But that was 2 years ago. Now funding organizations are finding that it's a struggle to fill the gaps between the cost of an abortion and what women can afford as they have to travel farther for legal procedures. I'm Rita Foley.
And I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow and Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.